Homelessness in our region is on the rise, and Council's just rolled out a bold new solution. Property expert Ian Morrison, the rental man, joins 1015 to unpack the trial-free camping site opening at Wiley Park in Peachtree, offering up to 60 homeless campers a safe place to stay. But is it enough, and who's pushing back? Welcome, Ian.
Good morning, Deb, and good morning, listeners.
Now, Ian, we know that you've been involved in housing many families over the years, but Council has come up with a plan for those that you can't help.
Yes, Deb, as we'd all be aware, the plight of the homeless in this district just continues to get worse. We see folk camping under stairwells, in parks and other odd places. Even in the hub, just outside the studio here at times, there's one of them up there this morning. Due to some complaints from residents in certain areas, councils did try and move them on from public parks programmed last year, but they soon found in the Supreme Court that they couldn't legally do this, so they've come up with a solution that may have some benefits.
Well, hopefully so, Ian. Any details about that?
Hopefully, yes, Deb. Mayor Peter Flannery recently announced that they would be opening up Wiley Park in Peachtree as a trial test site for up to 60 homeless campers to stay for free. The trial involves access to toilets, barbecue facilities, running water and rubbish bins to assist them in having a clean environment to stay in. It will also have 24-hour CCTV monitoring to provide some security for them and hopefully some regular patrols as well, although that has not been made clear at this point. In speaking to 612 ABC Radio recently, Mayor Flannery made the point that this solution is a way of providing a safe and livable environment in one place rather than having folks scattered all over the place, making it also easier for them to be attended to by support services, food trucks and the like. Unfortunately, though, we already have the naysayers sticking their two bobs worth in and even the state government talking about shutting the program down due to perceived safety concerns.
That's a bit disappointing, isn't it? Before the trial has even had a chance.
Yes, mate, very disappointing to see so-called support services and the like not even getting on board, complaining about the mix of people that won't necessarily share the space well, the number of spaces available, and other such negative reactions to what could certainly be a bonus for some who, I would think, will just be grateful for somewhere safe to be. Bear in mind, Deb, these people have nowhere else to go, and that has to be pretty scary at times, let alone uncomfortable. Why do you think you see a lot of homeless people sleeping during the day? I would expect it's because they spend all night keeping a wary eye out for their own safety, so daylight at least provides some sort of comfort.
Aside from some support groups' negativity, Ian, you also mentioned the state government getting involved.
Yes, Deb, they just can't help themselves, can they? They dump all sorts of things on local councils to deal with, but when one of them comes up with a plan that at least might have some impact on a local community level, here they come interfering in the process. I mean, really, Deb, they have an enormous accommodation facility sitting in Brisbane vacant that was built during the COVID period, costing a fortune of our money, I might add. Why don't they get off theirs and open up the facility to genuine homeless members of the community, put on the services required, set up shuttle buses to transport for those that need to get to work daily? Because don't forget, some of these homeless people actually have jobs to go to, just no home to return to each night. Think about that for a minute. How would you like to work all day and then sleep in a cold tent all night and be expected to go up and do it all again tomorrow? Time for all these interfering mobs to have a good look at themselves and their opportunities to do something rather than sit on the sidelines and criticise those that are. The more unfortunate of our community, no matter how they ended up there, deserve way more than that in my opinion, Deb.
Yep. So there you have it, a trial worth watching and hopefully a step toward real solutions for our region's most vulnerable. Council's opened the door at Wiley Park, but as Ian pointed out, it'll take more than goodwill from the sidelines to make it work. A big thanks to Ian Morrison, Director at Rentalman Real Estate, for sharing his insights today. If you enjoyed this chat, head to the podcast page at 1015fm.com.au, where you'll find more from Ian. From the latest rental legislation changes to practical tips for both tenants and landlords, that's 1015fm.com.au.